This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about when we can become too wrapped up in our own identity. And I was reading about the parable of the rich young ruler. When this young man approached Christ and he said, "Teacher, what must I do to have eternal life?" And Jesus, of course, knowing how much this man valued following the law, Jesus began talking with him about the Ten Commandments. But as Jesus was naming the commandments one by one, this man said, "All of these I have kept. So what do I still lack?" And Jesus told him, "Sell your possessions, give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." The man went away from Jesus very sorrowful because he knew that he could not part with his money. And it was more than just his money and his wealth. His wealth had become his identity. It was a sense of power for him in the way he defined his life. That was his treasure. So Jesus was inviting him to trade his God of wealth for treasure stored up with him, but he couldn't do it. And sometimes we can unconsciously become wrapped up in things like identity and status and possessions, that they begin to encroach upon our relationship and our space, that sacred space with God. And when that happens to me, I cling to these words: "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Psalm 51:10. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, keep a clean heart.